Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's King at Jeromney. He's Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at one of those handles if you want us to watch your movie next week. We have already picked our movie next week, so it'll be the one for like a month from now. But still, I do need to make a list. So tweet at us. Let us know what
it was a listener's pick, wasn't it? Didn't a listener
the one next week?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we have made our decision, so yeah. You will not be able to affect next week's movie. All right, this week's movie was my movie, and I'll give you some insight into why I picked it in a bit. So it's from 2004. It is on HBO Max, and it is White Chicks. A 15% on Rotten Tomatoes, which might be generous. A 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb. A 41% on Metacritic. Stars Marlon Wayans, Sean Wayans, Terry Crews. It's got Busy Phillips, Jamie King, Brittany Daniel. By the way, Brittany Daniel during that era, the Joe Dirt era.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Carpenter, who you'll remember was the sister on Dexter. Yep. Lachlan Monroe. Frankie Faison is in it, who was in The Wire. Obviously, we know Frankie Faison. Yeah, go ahead.
He might be the most typecast actor ever. He is a cop in probably 90% of the things he's ever been in.
And like sort of in charge.
Yes.
Because yeah. Written and directed by Keenan Ivory Wayans, also co-written by Marlon and Sean as well. Budget for this movie, $31 million. This movie made $113.1 million. This was a
blockbuster
smash, White Girls. Now, the reason I chose this movie is I saw it on HBO, and for a good 20, no, I guess not 20 years, but a good 15 years, I had heard how horrible this movie was. You know, it is what it is. Like all I heard for 15 years was how bad this was. Horrible writing, horrible acting, the dumbest premise in the history of movies, yada, yada. And then suddenly, the last couple of years, people have been talking about this movie as like some cult classic.
Are you alleging that George Floyd was good for White Chicks?
Is that what changed in our society?
I'm just saying, the summer of 2020 was good for White Chicks, the movie.
I saw it. I'm just saying I saw it on a lot of billboards.
Keep it
a
moving.
Lot of,
keep
yeah,
a lot it of moving.
Signs. Yeah,
keep it moving.
K-I-M. So again, I would hear it here and there. Yeah, it's actually really funny. It's like a classic, and people would bring up these jokes from this movie. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. That's something we're connecting on, is that joke from this horrible movie. And so I was like, I've never seen it. And so, okay, let me judge for myself. Let us have a discussion about it and judge it for. Had you guys seen this movie before?
Yes.
Yes.
You both had. Okay. All right.
Like I said, I texted.
Did you see it back then?
Or like, it's not that recent, but 4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
I wasn't rushing to Cinemark to see the lanky cat introduce me to the movie, but it had been a while.
It's got like a $1.50 movie written all over it, doesn't it?
Like
the 12:30 showing, like the midnight 30 showing at the $1.50 theater.
You can just hear that 40 of Pabst rolling down.
Oh, yeah. I sent it in our text group that I was shocked that you haven't seen this because you love the Scream movies. You love Dopey and Menace.
I do. Yep.
And this was before that. Was it called Little Man? The one where like Marlon Wayans is like a baby.
Oh my god! I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh no!
We're not watching that one. No.
I'm saying is that the Wayans family was still considered, you know, a very funny, good comedic grouping when they made a movie.
Keenan Ivory was well respected in 2004,
and they were still there. You know, they were still respected. Like, if they make something, it's usually pretty funny. Once Little Man hit, I think they lost all credibility.
If Damon Wayans made it, it was pretty funny.
Well,
and again, I will say I genuinely love Marlon Wayans. I still genuinely love Marlon Wayans. Everything he's been in, including this.
Including
I will say Marlon Wayans is probably the, well, maybe other than Busy Phillips dropping an N-bomb, I would say Marlon Wayans is probably the best thing in this movie. Because I did not expect to hear Busy Phillips and Jennifer Carpenter drop N-bombs in this movie, but that happened. So
it happened.
Marlon Wayans is great. Remember Sixth Man? Remember when he was a Washington Husky?
Out in Washington.
I stops on dime. It's great.
Can we possibly say that Sean Wayans has held Marlon Wayans' career back decades?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Sean is awful.
Truly bad.
Awful, awful, very bad acting. He's not funny. His lines, even if it's a funny line, he does not deliver it very good. And Marlon turns shitty lines into funny scenes. He is very good. He got the comedic acting gene from them.
You mean SW1 from In Living Color? Sean Wayans? Remember when he was the DJ?
That Sean Wayans.
Yeah, the one Wayans who wasn't funny, so they made him the DJ on In Living Color.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I was going to note from this movie, so when they went from him in whiteface to him as himself, like acting, it was so much worse. Like his acting being himself as himself was so much worse than him as a rich white girl. He is bad. I guess that's probably why he wasn't really in anything.
They had a TV series together for like 5 years.
They had a TV series together. Yeah, but I'm saying he was never in anything by himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Was he the star in Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice?
He was the main character, yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't the star.
Okay. No. All right. Okay.
He was the straight man who was not relied on for any comedy of any kind.
Yeah.
Every character reacting to him was the comedy in that movie.
Fair enough.
So I should say I'm sorry. I'm sorry for making you guys watch this movie. It's not good.
Yo, I'm shocked. I thought you would say you liked it, to be honest.
No, it's really bad.
It has a few funny things, but
there are a few things I laughed out loud at. Absolutely. As there should be, because you have Keenan Ivory Wayans writing this movie and Marlon Wayans writing this movie. They're funny people. So they should have funny things in this movie, but most of it is just pure trash.
I will say this was the This was the unrated, like extended one that you watched. Also, there were some scenes that I've never seen before.
Unrated and uncut. Did it add to the movie for you?
No, the scene was like the worst one. It was that like dildo scene when he's like teaching the girls. They added that, and there was like one smaller thing in there as well. But yeah.
Where he's hitting a dildo on his forehead a bunch of times.
Just not funny. You could have done something funny there, probably. That was not it.
Genuinely not funny. Yeah. So I guess trying to find the positives in this movie, Terry Crews was very Terry Crews in this movie. He was super duper over the top, like Terry Crews does. The premise of him being like racist in favor of white people, because even at the end of the movie when he found out that he wasn't mad that he was a man, he was mad that he was black in a white club. Don't you know what this club is?
this is a white party.
I'm pretty sure he said
a racial slur after it, but I think
most of that was like foreshadowing, because Terry Crews is not
a little problematic now.
Yeah, he's a little problematic now.
On his views on political things or
I forget. I honestly forget.
I'm trying to be like delicate here as the white man, you know, the problematic white man.
Sure.
But he kind of is propped up as the you know, that what I'm trying to remember what the term is, but he dances, you know, like they say he does the dance for the white man. And
gotcha.
Twitter is very,
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, just not
sort of on the Herschel Walker side of things.
Not quite there, but okay. Very, but yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Enough said.
Because I think this might be the earliest thing I've ever seen him in. Because yes, like
this,
he was in
this
was
in
Friday
Idiocracy, right?
And like, was it next Friday or Friday after next?
President Camacho.
Third one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday this after was, next. Yeah.
Friday after next. Yeah, so
oh,
this is,
man.
Yeah,
come Cat here. Williams? I haven't seen you in a while.
Cat Williams? We got to watch Friday after next. Next Friday.
Yeah, so yeah, said,
speaking of $1.50 theater, I saw Next Friday in the $1.50 theater like 3 times.
I believe it.
Yeah. Did they think BF was going to be a thing? I think the bitch fit thing. I'm pretty sure they wrote that hoping it would be on a t-shirt and Hot Topic or something.
I feel like this was a writer's, you know, a bunch of old white guys are writing like an urban movie. This is their take. They had no white women in there. And they're like, they would say this, right? Bitch fit? Yeah, like, yeah, they'd use that term and like that. That's
Keaton
kind of
Ivory Way is writing for a white girl.
Yeah,
that's what he comes up with.
A lot of it was
bitch
that.
Yeah. I mean, I have heard that term.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, bitch yeah fit is a term, but no one goes, I'm going to have a BF.
No,
oh,
no,
no
one in the world
oh,
ever
no
said that.
She's going to have a BF. No. You know, I'll say the makeup they used. Their faces really look like those other chicks, man.
Well, they had a $30 million budget.
Did. Like, yeah, mostly so, that. Like late in the movie when they brought the actual women back in, I was like, you know, like he kind of looks like her. So like this premise is not that far fetched, I guess. I mean, he is a foot taller than she is, but
yeah.
Oh, just hilarious.
Wait, just, aren't like, you the starting bad, front court for the Mystics? Like, what? Wait a minute. That was the most confusing part. You guys are really, you ladies are really tall.
Like 6'2". You're like 6'2". Like,
we're playing for Kansas. What are we doing here?
Yeah. So many dumb scenes. They did sort
I wanted
of,
to bring.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I wanted to bring up something in movies now, because they were in whiteface the entire movie. At the very beginning of a movie, they were, I guess you'd call it brownface. They were playing Cubans. Is this in Tropic Thunder? I mean, are you going to see anything like that anymore? Can comedies get away with that?
Still? No, every 6 months now, someone goes viral on Twitter being like, do you remember? Oh, did you know that Michael Downey Jr. played blackface? No.
Yeah.
And it goes viral with 120 retweets. No.
That wasn't even the big thing from that movie that got
no,
people.
But
was
no.
Simple Jack.
Simple
got
Jack.
Mad.
we can't do the, you could probably do a white girl's thing.
They,
I guess,
by the way, yes, they could, but it would take some very big stars to do it. Like, well, so Tropic Thunder was the biggest stars. It was Robert Downey Jr., Ben Stiller, you know, like,
even I called him Michael Downey Jr. just now.
You did. Yeah.
I did. Yeah. What was I doing there?
Jack Black was in it. Like, even Steve Coogan. Steve Coogan's like really famous British comedian actor.
That was so, Tom Cruise's like,
yeah,
reintroduction to,
yeah,
not being a weirdo, right?
To not being a weirdo, exactly. And it was him dressing up as a fat agent and dancing to rap songs. Yeah.
Well, I bring kind of probably kind of problematic, probably.
A little bit
too.
No, again, the whole movie's problematic, but that's the point. It's like you could make it, but it would have to be those kind of people.
Well, here's the thing. Always Sunny, it's on Hulu.
Taika Waititi could get away with that.
Can do it.
Yep.
But I'm saying Always Sunny, a very big popular show. They had 4 episodes that's pulled off Hulu because D is a Puerto Rican girl, an Asian girl, and they do remakes. There's four episodes of where they remake the Lethal Weapon series, and they dress in blackface.
Yes, they do.
But
Riggs.
But that's...
We can't do that voice.
Riggs.
You cannot do that.
Riggs.
I'm too old for this.
Riggs, I am too old for this stuff.
I am elderly, Riggs. I cannot do this.
My age is too advanced.
Wait, now we're getting ageist. Damn it.
Clay Travis is right. Oh no.
Outkick the joke.
No, but them dressing up as, you know, acting as white girls, I didn't find problematic at all. Them as the Cuban guys was kind of teetering on it a little bit there.
That's classic Marlon Wayans, though.
I know it is. I know it is. And that's,
yeah. Is that the problem though? Like, because I mean, Marlon Wayans.
They went real deep into those Cuban characters there with.
He was singing Wyclef Jean, dude. Guantanamera.
God damn it. Now I feel racist for listening to that CD. So
this is so stupid.
I'm now flashing back to sitting in my bedroom in an office chair. Guantanamera. I love the Fugees.
This CD is going to be great because the Fugees are great. Oh, wait a minute. They did, by the way, like they did sort of nail white people music in this movie. They picked
all the bangers out of the time.
Charlotte Church. Is that what her name is? That was like Aerosmith in Armageddon.
They
played Charlotte Church like four times.
A thousand miles.
Yep. That Terry Crews.
Making my way downtown.
He sang the whole thing. Like I'm not even mad at Terry Crews for that. That's impressive. Like, Terry Crews, which by the way, I guess it sort of makes sense, like with what we know about him now, that Terry Crews knowing that song word for word and singing the whole thing in a movie. I guess that sort of makes sense. It's foreshadowing. But what was it? Charlotte Church. Was that her name? Did I get that right? I sort of guessed. They played some Maroon 5. Maroon 5, peak white music. They played Black Eyed Peas.
Peak white people rap music.
I'm saying Black Eyed Peas is sort of white girl music.
Well, that's a whole different tentacle discussion, but Black Eyed Peas did become white girl music at a certain point.
Let's Get It Started is the song they played too. It's sort of a white girl anthem.
Let's Get It Started.
And then Chingy. Obviously, Chingy's white girl music. So.
Is Chingy white girl music?
I love it when you do it right there. Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. I don't think so. I relate to Chingy. I'm borderline white girl, though. It could be said.
Making your way downtown right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
They had a dance off in this movie.
They did.
And
they did.
And for some reason, nobody really had a problem with these two rich white girls doing backflips and breakdancing.
And breakdancing, yeah.
These girls they've known their whole lives. So that's not really a problem for them.
Man, I'm looking at the soundtrack. Man, that was so white.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a Maroon 5.
Yeah, like
this love. Oh my god. Who?
Was that last one?
Maroon 5.
And who?
This love.
Oh, that's the name of the song. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This love is Cindy Lauper.
Cindy
the biggest
Lauper.
Cultural appropriator yeah. ever, Elvis Presley.
Yep. Makes sense.
Well, they, oh god, man, No Doubt. Man.
There's the white girl anthem. Anything Gwen Stefani.
100%.
All right. So, King and I had seen this before. Your first time. That first scene, did it, or did you know what you're getting into with that? Like, all right, we got Dwayne's
in the store.
He's a Cuban guy in the store.
With the ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah. You find out they're cops or FBI agents.
No, honestly, that scene gave me a little bit of hope. Like that scene, and then followed up with them talking to their boss, and then having the interaction with the other cops who are sort of their rivals.
Two cops.
Yeah, so. I'm like, okay, buddy cop movie. Like I can live in this. I can live in this range. You know, I can follow a movie through this if this is what it is. And that, so I had hope. I thought the stuff with the one cop who kept doing the like, would you rather. Like thing with the other one where it's like, would you rather have sex with like this person or this person? It was like Roseanne and Janet Reno or something. And I was like, okay, that's funny. Like I'll, you know, I could see them building, like this could be building.
So you were putting your faith in the guy that was in Dead Man on Campus.
Yeah.
That's what you were trying to, you were.
Yeah.
You were throwing him on your back to make this movie good.
We got dual buddy cops. Yeah. Wait a minute, knowing what I know about what's going to happen in this movie, so the dual buddy cops, so they're going to one up the other buddy cops by dressing as white girls. Oh man, I don't know about that.
Man,
was it as good as you remember it?
Can I call a timeout real quick?
Yeah,
so can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So my oldest son has a friend come spend the night tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a tray of shrimp and shrimp cocktails. And he was like, can I have some? Are they still good? And I was like, yes. And so I just popped one in my mouth. And then he threw it in the microwave. And he's eating it. And I don't know if that's going to kill him or not. I don't think he knows what shrimp are.
He's someone like he knows what shrimp is. He doesn't know what potatoes and fucking gravy.
Okay, apparently he wants potatoes and gravy with it, which is not happening with microwave shrimp.
He's gonna like shoot.
Your bathroom's getting destroyed.
Yeah.
Sorry for the sidetrack there, but that was so fucking weird.
Is it weirder than this movie? Is it weirder than this movie?
It fits in this movie. It fits.
It does. No, it does. It does, because Marlon Wayans' character couldn't have dairy. Yeah. And he had the scene on the toilet where he shit with all the girls right outside. That's going to happen to your son.
Yes, that was a good scene. Yeah, that scene is going to definitely be happening. Except
it's
going to
be happening
more,
in your house.
It's got a lot more melanin than that, but yes, it will be happening.
That's going to not go well, dude. You're not. I don't think you're supposed to warm those up.
Oh, you can cook a shrimp in like a pan and stuff, and
those shrimp are like specially done to be eaten cold.
I think so too.
Like they're not meant to be hot.
the cavalcade is coming out. They don't like it.
Hey, I could get past maybe heat of microwaving some shrimp, but who's having microwave shrimp with potatoes and gravy? That's the thing that's blowing my mind.
It's amazing.
This kid might just have an iron gut and just shove anything in his face.
We're about to find out, dude.
Yeah.
We're about to find out. We're gonna make a note and revisit this on the next podcast. Yeah. So, how's the toilet doing? Yeah, man. Had to get two of them. Two new toilets. Better head for Jerry's.
Sorry.
Well, you got anything else about this masterpiece movie?
One of the Wilson sisters was the girl from Boy Meets World. Who is now a porn star, I believe.
No.
I was going to say, it's not Topanga.
Oh, no.
Boy. No. We would all know who that was.
Yeah, you would know if it was Topanga or not.
Yeah.
I don't know of any other girl from that show. It's Topanga or nothing. As far as
I think it was later years, Boy Meets World.
Interesting. Yeah.
All right.
Like when they were like grown in like college, I think. There was some season of that, I think.
That makes sense. Yeah. That doesn't really surprise me.
I was kind of hoping going back, and I might have seen some more like cameos of people that were like nobodies at the time, and you see them in it like, oh, this is like one of their early movies. I didn't see anyone.
Nobody. Yeah, I was a little surprised they didn't bring in more of their friends. I wonder if like their friends.
Who's their friends? Who's well, their friends? That's
it's in Living Color. Like there are tons of funny people.
In Living Color, people are not
J-Lo.
J-Lo. Yeah, bring in.
You think Jim Carrey? You think Jim Carrey's being in this movie?
David Alan Greer.
You're telling me.
May show up.
There's no part for Tommy Davidson in this movie.
Oh my God!
Tommy Davidson should have been Terry Crews's like assistant guy.
They wrote that part for Tommy Davidson. Guarantee you.
He had a conflict that week. He couldn't choose.
Also, he could not act as a professional athlete. Tommy Davidson is like 5'4", 130 pounds.
Well, that's why he's a hype man. Cruz is the athlete, and he was like his like buddy in with
Cruz's hype man. That's right.
Hype man for some reason. The guy, he was like writing down his things he was saying, like hitting on the first. That could have been Tommy Davidson.
The running joke where once you go black, you end up in a wheelchair. And then literally the woman rode by in a wheelchair. It was like last night was amazing.
Like, hey.
And then later on the preppy dude like rolls out in a wheelchair. It's like, Jesus Christ.
See,
man.
That I think that might be another scene that was added because I did not remember that.
Man, that scene where they're in the bar and he literally gives Terry Crews' character roofies. And I thought that scene was gonna go very differently, and I was like, oh no. Like this,
I thought it was more ecstasy than
either way, the purpose of him being given that is to date rape Marlon Wayans's character. And I was like, oh, this is about to be really bad, isn't it? And then he puts it in the drink like right in front of him while he's looking, and so they tried to make it better, and he just like switched the drinks or whatever. I was like, oh, this is about to be a scene they probably should have taken out of the uncut and unrated version, like.
They extended that scene. I think they extended Terry Crews' dancing scene there.
Yeah, they added more to it. Any positives to take away from this movie?
Just taking us back like 2.5 minutes. You want to know who I'm shocked
talking about
didn't
shrimp?
Show up in this movie?
Okay.
Anna Faris. It just seems like her era to just be like, I'm a Pacino.
She should have been the third friend, the like nerdy one that was like a publicist or some shit like that. That one could have been Anna Faris.
This was her wheelhouse, was this part. You're totally right, man.
White chicks! That could have just been her one line. And you're like, oh, I get it! That's the movie title!
Oh, yeah. Tagline! Put it in the commercial.
White chicks!
I'm trying to think of any other positive from this.
No, it was a bad movie. It was, and people say it's a cult classic now. It's not. We know what a cult classic is. This is not a cult classic.
And you know what? A cult classic doesn't make $113 million at the box office either.
It's there's also true. Like, but how did it make it?
Okay, what's the scene you laughed at that you can think of? God. I got one. I'll start. So the scene where Terry Crews like buys Marlon Wayans for dinner, and the scene where they're out at dinner and he bites off his toenail and spits it at him. It's not funny, but it was so over the top ridiculous that I laughed at it. I laughed at that scene. I was like, Jesus Christ, like, what are we doing? And he goes, and it just drops in the drink. I'm like, all right. Okay. Marlon Wayans.
That same scene. I don't know. I would say it's funny, but I use it sometimes. Is the bask in the ambiance? Basking in the ambiance.
The farts.
The fart. Yeah. Bask in the ambiance.
And I did like when he called his brother and was like, you need to come pick me up right now. And Terry Crews is like saying, over here. And he's like, yeah, I'm coming. And then he says, I can't say the whole line because he drops an N-bomb. But like, I laughed out loud when he said it because he just said it in his normal voice. It's like, yeah, man, I'm coming.
How forced was that love story with Sean and the reporter chick?
Jesus. That's what I meant earlier. That's the peak horrible acting in this movie was that whole sequence with Sean Wayne. That, like, God, he's bad.
The whole scene in Terry Crews' house.
Terrible.
Should have been cut.
Terrible. It dragged a quality movie to a halt.
All right, so where's this with like Scary Movie 3?
Worse.
Bring a Simon Rex into Scary Movies?
Simon.
Remember that dude?
Simon Rex, yes!
Simon Rex and Anna Faris? Like, come on, baby. That's good stuff right there. Was Sheen in one?
Yes.
Yeah, he was in one? 3, yeah.
I haven't seen it either. Yeah, so yeah, I know Sheen was in one. Was there 4?
He was the farmer.
They were doing the signs.
Yeah, reporting the crop circles.
Yes, they were doing signs. And so Charlie Sheen and Simon Rex were brothers in that movie.
Oh, God.
Like Joaquin Phoenix and Mel Gibson or whatever, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Was that Mel Gibson in Signs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty sure that's Mel Gibson. Yeah.
Wow.
What's the one with Elliot has the little baby hand one? Is that 2? Is that 2? Or is that 1?
He's the butler.
Yeah, he's the butler.
A legendary gif. That is a legendary gif now. Just the little tiny baby hand.
That's the last one. So I'm pretty sure that's 2. And that one's fucking hilarious.
That one got so much run during the Trump presidency. That was great.
I'll hear nothing bad about the Scary Movies. Any of them. Even the later ones, I don't care.
We have to watch Little Man just to see if it's worse.
No, we don't. No.
Is it worse? You're going to go on a limb and say it's worse than White Chicks without seeing it.
It has to be.
Yes.
It has to be.
There's no way it's better. That movie was...
I'm going to watch it myself and let you know.
It is not a cult classic. In your face.
I'll turn it into a cult classic. Because there's no way that made $130 million.
He's going to start this. He's going to start the Little Man as a cult classic trend.
I'm bringing it back. Speaking of that, well, a little side top, off topic here. I saw their fucking Kevin Smith's making another Clerks movie.
I knew you were going to transition to that. Taking it back.
Yeah.
I know what that's
bringing it back.
We're not
going
to say it.
No.
I'm taking that back.
How much do you think Little Man made in the box office?
$60 million.
$15 million.
It was the weigh-ins, dude, during that era. $60 million.
$104 million.
Of course it did.
Get the fuck out of here.
Of course
God.
It did.
Ow!
They couldn't miss. That's why they kept giving them movies, dude.
12% on Rotten Tomatoes. $105 million in the box office.
They don't care.
Hey, it's on next Tuesday on Cinemax East.
See you next
at 5 p.m. our time.
All right, we got to rate this.
Brittany Daniel definitely in it.
Brittany Daniel in that too.
Kerry Washington.
I'm watching. Tracy Morgan, John Witherspoon, Chaz Palminteri, Molly Shannon, David Alan Greer.
Lyndon Porco.
Alex Bornstein.
I might watch that.
Whoever Damian Dante Wayans is. That's a Wayans I've never heard of.
I might watch
They're bringing in outside Wayans. Yeah, we're watching this. I think 2 weeks?
Yeah, your movie's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, no. All right, we got one movie. We got 1 minute to rate this. I am going to give this movie a 1.5... out of 5.
It's out of 5, not 4?
It's out of 5, yes.
Oh,
this week we're doing it out of 5.
I'll give it a 2 out of 5 because making fun of white people, always kind of funny.
Always funny. That's sort of my thoughts as well. Yep.
I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5 as well because of Brittany Daniels.
Yeah, I think that the Wayans brothers give it a 1. Brittany Daniel gives it a half.
She's just 1 for me. That's just always been her.
She's great.
I like it.
Yeah. We don't really need to go into why she's great, but she's great.
Is.
She's great. Doesn't she have a twin sister?
Yeah, there's two of them.
Yeah, there's two. Yeah. Hmm.
Double play.
Double play. At TSB Pod, at Jeromney, at TSB Ski.